Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tis the season to be jolly. Indeed, Christmas Day will be here in less than 2 weeks. But out of respect for those who have suffered the recent loss of loved ones, I might modulate to tis the season to be hopeful. Here are four good reasons to stop being a Scrooge and celebrate the hope of Christmas. Number one, the majority of the world's population live north of the equator, and we need something to celebrate at the time of winter solstice. To light candles and pray is not only a religious act, it helps fight seasonal depression, and that often strikes us when the days are short and the nights are long. Number two, Christmas gives local merchants a boost. Of late, there's much said about the crass commercialism of Christmas. I'll admit I despise the material of Black Friday and resent its encroachment on Thanksgiving. However, there are many shops and businesses that depend on stellar Christmas sales in order to keep their shop open the other 11 months of the year. So I'm glad for the business generated during the Christmas and holidays. Here the key seems to me to use our possessions and love people. All too often, we are prone to love possessions and use people. This Christmas, step back from all the stuff, take a deep breath, and express your appreciation for someone you love. Number three, Christmas gives our fragile egos a boost. How so, you ask? Christmas is, at its core, a celebration of the Incarnation, which means God took on human flesh in the Christ child at Bethlehem. This is the miracle of Christmas, and it is the core of the Christian faith. Why did he do that? A friend who writes for a leading publication points out that the meaning of the Incarnation is spelled out for us by Irenaeus's famous dictum, "God became man that we might become gods." That is Christmas in a nutshell, end quote. People today are looking for all sorts of means and schemes to boost self-esteem, to self-actualize, feel good about old number one. Some try the boost by making money or winning at sports, keeping up with the Joneses, getting high or low on whatever kind of chemical you need. The results are nearly always the same. It doesn't work. On the other hand, I propose that what can give a lowly soul a boost is found in the Christmas message. Because of the Incarnation, we have the potential for real union with God, and because of this, we can participate in the divine nature so that we become like God. Now, that's an encouraging prospect. For those who are grieving, there is solace in the Christmas story. How? The founder of the Christian faith was born to a homeless family, became a political refugee who fled to Egypt before the age of two, worked hard with his hands, never traveled further than 100 miles from a place of birth. He preached against the religiosity of his day, and even as he upheld the integrity of the ancient law and Caesar. At the age of 33, he suffered an unfair trial and terrible abuse at the hand of Roman guards, died a slow and painful death on a Roman cross. But his death is not the final word, and he still offers hope to the millions who trust him. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.